Okay, so what's your name and where are you from?
I'm called Raju Patel. I'm from Ace Pharmacy in Chessington at the Ace of Spades roundabout.
Oh, fantastic. And so you've come to the KVA Health Conference today and you've just won an award. What does it feel like to win an award for the healthy living?
It feels recognised, and really the work is done by my staff because they went through the training to be health champions. And now at least we have got a platform where we'll be able to advise people who come to us regularly, but we never know, okay, where are we going to signpost them? Most of the time it would be to a standard social services or GP, but now we've got a host of other places where we can send them to. So it's so bringing together what's available in Kingston.
So it seems like the Healthy Living Pharmacy Programme is a really good programme.
Yes.
Can you describe to me, what is a Healthy Living Pharmacist?
Basically, it's a pharmacy. It's a team that will give advice on anything to do with health. So it could be as minor as how do I take my medicine, to how do I give up smoking, to how do I lose weight. And because the champions have been trained up into how to approach people, or they may just have come in for something else and by conversation leads to something. The girls have got them on that mind all the time about healthy advice. Everything to do with improving somebody's health. That's the key thing.
Yeah. And how can voluntary and community sector groups let you know about what they do and what they offer?
This sort of situation where now we'll have a collective signposting media so that it'll be easy to just signpost somebody, and more awareness to people out there, because there's so much available, people just don't know how to access it. So if we have areas in the pharmacy which we've set up where a lot of this information is, people will be picking up leaflets, or the girls know about it, so they can say, oh yeah, I know who you can help you with Meals on Wheels, or Young Carers. So it's something that now needs to be awareness mainly.
Do you think it would be useful to have a digital tool or some kind of reference point in the pharmacy?
Yes, this says it helps. We already have in the pharmacy point of like a TV screen that gives us constant messages. Of during the flu season, it'll tell them about what symptoms to look out for, where to get the flu jabs. So this sort of thing can go up there. So while they're waiting for their prescriptions, it's information that'll come out to them. And they don't need to feel embarrassed, or they don't feel, where do I find out about Meals on Wheels, or where do I find out about somebody to help me with my mum who's having problems taking tablets and things like that.
Yeah, so fantastic. And just finally, do you think events like this are important? What's important about an event like this?
Connection, basically connectivity with everybody available so that you're helping the local community. It's all about local needs, and this is what's brought everything together. Whereas before, we were all doing our own thing. We are there to help people. But now, something like this has made me realize how many different volunteer organizations there are. I didn't even know some of them. Basic ones you would know. So,
fantastic. Thank you for speaking with me today.
That's all right.